It feels fine. Making the picture is the most important thing. The accolades and that stuff is just kind of like a cherry on top. The real thing is the achievement of actually having gotten this film out into the world. It was a long climb, but it's done, and it feels good to have it doing its thing, moving around.
Yeah, and unusually for Icons, what we are learning, the story of Martin Luther King hasn't been told on film, so it was a real project of love for you, wasn't it, to get this underway?
Yeah, absolutely. In the 50 years since these events happened, there's never been a theatrical release by a major motion picture studio with Dr. King at the center, which is jaw-dropping and a little odd, but it's happening now, it's moving in the world, and we're glad it is.
So how did you know you had found your Dr. King when you saw David?
Well, David actually cast me as his director. He was on board the project before I was. He was the only actor that was already attached to the movie, and he suggested me to the producers of the film and asked me to kind of take over the picture. And so David was already in place. He and I had worked together before. He is one of my favorite actors. He's one of my dearest friends. And so it was a real delight to get in the trenches with him again.
And I heard that he felt that it was really his calling. So it must be great to have an actor who is actually so on board with the project from the beginning. It was his dream as well as yours to make the film.
It really was his dream. So committed, so deeply rooted in the process. He's an exquisite actor. He's an extraordinary human being. But he's just very deep in his approach to this kind of material, and especially with this work, he went far and beyond what most other actors would do. So it was a joy to watch.
And what was your vision for Selma? Because we all know about many of us know about the march to Washington. But what did you want people to get from seeing this film?
Well, my vision for Selma is in the film that you'll see, and the way that it's interpreted is not up to me. It's up to the people who watch. I just hope that people walk away from the film feeling engaged, feeling that their emotions have been stirred, whatever those emotions are. We offer it as a gift to the public, a gift to the world, to learn about this dynamic time and to feel whatever you're going to feel. Any kind of feeling, any kind of opinion is fine. As an artist, we make the art and then we let it go.
Now, it must feel important to you. It must be important that it's a story told from an African-American point of view, because often in Hollywood, in film, that does not get to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Selma is just an example of a broadening of perspective. History can be told by anyone. History should be told by everyone, not just through one perspective, one gaze, one type of person. And so really what we're trying to do with our storytelling is just to be an example of the fact that more women should be behind the camera telling stories, more Black people, more brown people, more Asian people, more indigenous people, more all kinds of people other than the same kind of person over and over again. It's not realistic. It's not how the world works. It's not how the world is. And it's time that the film industry reflects what's really going on. So we hope that Selma can continue to be a part of that conversation. It certainly is a part of the conversation about diversity and representation and inclusion, and I think that's a positive thing.
And what it does demonstrate, with all the talk around diversity, is with everything that has thrown up around Selma, is that it's still a debate that needs to be had. And I'm sure you'll be aware of that, being in the UK as well as making a film in America, that it's very kind of important that our stories are told on screen, and that people behind the camera as well who are Black are able to tell their stories and get them through to a wide audience.
Yeah, I actually don't think it's a debate. I think it should be a demand. There's no question. There's nothing to debate. I'm not going to argue with anyone that it shouldn't be done. It must be done, and it needs to be demanded and then executed. That's the way that I feel about it. And so that's how I approach my work. And hopefully, more of us who believe in that can join together to make some change.
I also know through conversations on social media, people feel that the collaboration with John Legend and Common has added a very powerful element as well. I know people love the song Glory.
Yes, well, I directed Selma, but Common directed Glory. It really is his baby. He and I talked early on about the desire to have a song that really captured the essence of the film, the spirit of the movement. He was an actor in the film, so he had the experience of making it, was on set every day, and so he really joined his sensibility as an actor with his background as a musician into a song that is just so perfect. It perfectly captures the picture. I think the song is going to live on long after this moment, and so they're going to be performing it at the Oscars. They're going to be performing it at the Grammys. So I don't know if you get those here in the UK.
We do.
If you do, turn it on and see Legend and Common do their thing.